Blog Talk Radio.
Recording in progress.
Welcome to the Power Is Now Radio. Your host and founder of the Power Is Now Incorporated, Eric Frazier.
Hello, everybody. It's a beautiful day in Southern California. A great day to talk about Monday Motivation. Monday Motivation is a show in which I kind of share some insights about, you know, how to stay motivated, how to stay, you know, pumped up, excited about your business, about your life, about the things that you have going on, so that you can get them done. And right now, you know, we are in the fourth quarter, folks. It is on. 2022 is just around the corner. What are we going to do, right? What are we going to do? Well, we just got to get it done. We can't worry about it. We just have to get it done. And that's what Monday Motivation is all about. How do we get it done, right? This is a brand new week. We are halfway through the month of October. We've got just a couple more weeks before we finish that up. And then, you know, after Scary Ween, Halloween, right, we've got November, Thanksgiving, and Christmas in the new year. And time is not our friend. It is our enemy. It is trying to hold us down, right? Time doesn't wait for anybody. It just keeps moving, just keeps marching forward. And we find ourselves struggling just to keep up with time. Don't you ever, you know, look up one day, you start working, you just look and you don't realize that hours have gone by, that it's already lunchtime. And then you look up again and it's already quitting time and dinner time. And you look up again and it's already 9 or 10 o'clock at night. And you go to bed and, oh, my God, it's 6 o'clock. And you get back in the office and it's already 10. You're mid-morning. It just seems like time is relentless. It just keeps marching forward every single second and hour. I mean, minute and hour and day and month before the years are gone. And then you're witnessing all of this, of course, because you get up in the morning, you're brushing your teeth and looking at yourself and you're saying, my God, where's all this gray hair coming from? Where are all these wrinkles coming from? Where is this time going by? Then you look at your kids and you say, oh my God, my grandkids. I mean, I remember just, it was like yesterday, I was picking them up and holding their little tiny bodies in my hand. And here they are, you know, 4, 5, and 6 years old growing up. I got daughters now that are in their 40s. Oh, my God. Right? Come on now. 39. They're late 30s. We'll put it that way. I don't want them to get angry with me. Time waits for no one, folks. It does not. It does not. It will not. And I think because time is so aggressive, because time is so unrelenting and so unforgiving, that it makes it even more important for us to keep our commitments, to keep our commitments. And that's what today's show is all about, folks, keeping your commitments. And it is a struggle to keep our commitments. And I have to tell you, I'll be the first to admit it, right, that I have been some commitments that I have failed to keep, that I wish I never made in the first place. I will be the first to testify, to confess, to repent, right? I don't want to do that, right? And yet we all fall victims of not keeping commitments. And that's what we're going to talk about today on Monday Motivation. Now, before I get to it, I want to share some great information about a couple of seminars coming up. And in fact, I've invited the host of the seminars to join us. We're having one coming up this coming Saturday, October 23rd. It's going to be 9 a.m. You want to get on by 9:30 at the latest. We're going to start at 9:30, and it's going to be live on Zoom, and I want to give you the details about that in just a few minutes. So I'm going to take a break, bring my guests on. We're going to chat it up a little bit about this seminar, and then we're going to get right back to commitment. That's our subject today. My name is Eric Frazier. You're listening to The Power Is Now.
Everyone knows the power of social media and the impact a strong online presence has in this day and age. But most real estate agents simply do not have the time to manage all the advertising and marketing details. And that's where the Power Is Now Media steps in. We are the answer you have been looking for. Let us help put your brand on the map. We will create customized graphics for weekly full-page ads, social media content, video, and podcast content for you. Sound complicated and expensive? It is affordable and easy. We have the best experts on the job. Go to thepowerisnow.com and find us under the VIP agent tab to learn more. This is the future of real estate. Join today. ThePowerIsNow.com.
LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, Blogger, Pinterest, Instagram, and YouTube. Even if you do use Facebook or Twitter, your time is too valuable to put in the hundreds of hours it takes to make these social media sites work as promotional tools for your business. 95% of all buyers start their search on the internet. Are you there? All marketers say Facebook is important to their lead generation strategies. The Power Is Now social media service is a powerful new tool designed specifically to help you get ahead of the competition. Find us at thepowerisnow.com under the Services tab and change the way you do business forever. The Power Is Now. The future is here.
And we're back. Welcome to Motivation Monday. My name is Eric Frazier. I'm the host of the Power Is Now Media. And every Monday, we are conducting a Motivation Monday segment live on Blog Talk Radio. And also, you can listen to it on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all the other social media platforms. Now, we're going to be talking about commitment. And before we get into it, I have on the line with me Michelle Dupree with Fisher Realtors. And Michelle is, and I, as well as Bishop Kelly Woods at Covenant Church, will be conducting a seminar this coming Saturday, October 23rd, and it starts at 10 a.m., by the way, I think I said 9, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Frazier.
Michelle, you and I have been partnering up for a long time now, conducting seminars, and, you know, before COVID-19, I really enjoy flying out there to Northern Cal and conducting seminars right there in Richmond, California at Fisher Realtors. And we had such a great time. And of course, COVID-19 put us on hold because of the, you know, the impact it was having just on everybody. But we're back at it again. And this is actually our second now, or is it our third Zoom webinar with Bishop Kelly Woods at Covenant Church?
Yeah, I believe it's our second, but I'm not 100% sure. You know, with that COVID, everything stopped and ceased. It was crazy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So, Michelle, tell us a little bit about Fisher Realtors, and then you are also a member of Covenant Church, and I'm hoping that Bishop Woods might be able to join us. I'm not sure if he will be able to, so maybe you can speak on his behalf as well, talking about the church.
So, yeah, I've actually been with Fisher Realtors now going on 11 years. I've been an active agent for 17 years now, and Fisher Realtors have over 30-plus years of experience within the office. My broker, Joe Lee Fisher, a phenomenal man, love working underneath his leadership. And, you know, we try to, excuse me, our goal is to empower people to get home. You know, a lot of African-Americans don't think they can. So I really enjoy getting into the business to show them that, yes, you can. You know, knowledge is power, and sharing knowledge is really the key. And that's what we do at Fisher Realtors. And at Covenant Church, I was able to give testimonies about some of the products that, Eric, that you offered. And with that, a lot of my church saints have actually purchased properties through the Powers Now. So that was a good testament. And I actually shared that with Bishop, which is one that actually used the services as well. So I hope he can be on, you know, so he can give his own story about his process with that. But Covenant Church is an amazing church led by a, I call him the bomb biggity bishop, because he is so real. I do. That's how I address him when I'm telling people about my church. So, yeah, this program, all the programs you have to offer, Eric, I think are really good in helping people. Education and knowledge is the key.
It really is, Michelle. Knowledge is power, and the power is now, because things are just getting out of control in terms of home prices, right? Especially there in Richmond, California, and in the churches in Berkeley, it's even more expensive out there. Tell us just a little bit about what you're seeing.
So in regards to the pricing in Richmond, you know, you get at least 10 offers, and they're usually $10,000 to $80,000 over the list price, because the inventory of homes are so low. Berkeley is always a prime location, but now that property values is so high, a lot of people can't afford it unless they want to partner with a family member and, you know, stay together for a couple of years, and then they'll go off and try and buy something. But it's ridiculous in Berkeley, San Francisco, Oakland. It's just this area is really, really scary in regards to finding properties, because it's not a lot out here. We just acquired a new listing in Vallejo, and I didn't even have an open house hosted until next weekend. And I tell you, I had appointments scheduled to show after church yesterday, and people thought it was an open house. They were just coming through, and I was like, oh, no, you can't just come in. We have to wait till the other family go out. You know, you can't just let them walk around, because COVID is truly changing the way we do our business as well.
Yeah. Wow. What is that new listing in Vallejo going to be selling for?
It's listed at $525, and it's a four-bedroom, two-bath, no garage, but it has a driveway, you know, for parking at least 3 to 4 cars. It's a little steep to me in regards to the heel pitch on that driveway, but they say it's been done. So, yeah, we're hosting an open house on that next Saturday from 2 to 4 and Sunday 2 to 4.
Now, for those of you just tuning in, this is Motivation Monday. We're live on Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking to Michelle Dupree, who is the agent and office manager for Fisher Realtors in Richmond, California. She's the co-host of the first-time homebuyer webinar, a live webinar we'll be having on Zoom. In fact, by the way, you can go to buyhomeseminars.com, buyhomeseminars.com. And if you go there, you can actually register for the event and be on the Zoom meeting and get your questions answered and to learn about other opportunities. Now, Michelle just told us about a listing in Vallejo. And so part of her segment would not only be talking about the home buying process, but also about other opportunities that may be available to buy. And Michelle, you mentioned a very good point. If the prices are high, if you just, you know, if you don't make enough money, then you really should consider partnering up. And I'm going to be talking about that. Actually, some of the strategies that families can use to buy in high-cost areas. And, you know, how to do it, you know, how to partner up and to get into home ownership. And then you also mentioned that Bishop Kelly Woods is a recipient, if you will, of the Golden States Finance Authority program. And his daughter is about to be the second one. And they are actively looking. And so we have helped the pastor and other people get into home ownership. And so this is working, isn't it not, Michelle? It's working, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is working. It is working. You know, I tell my buyers when they come upon that Don't get frustrated because you may be outbidded, but try not to look at prices that you're actually approved for. Go a little lower so it'll give you some latitude to bid a little higher. So with Bishop, I mean, we got in there and it was like she knew that we wanted it, he knew he wanted it, and we bid it like we wanted it, plus took care of him in the end. So it was good.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I don't know. I've been at this for 40 years, Michelle. It does not get old. It does not get old. You know, hearing from people after we've been able to help them to achieve the goal of homeownership. And it's exciting for me as we get to the end. Now, from the start to the end, it's full of drama and challenges. Am I right?
Oh, exactly. You have to make sure that you tell your clients, don't go buy anything. You have to just, when you're in this process, you just act like you don't have no money to do nothing. You know, I remember that was one client I had prior. They thought that it was okay to go buy a car. No,
wow.
It threw them completely out of qualifications because that car made a big difference in their income rate.
Yes, yes. No, you're absolutely right. Well, folks, we're going to be talking about that and a lot more. In fact, let me just go over the agenda real quick while I have Michelle on the line. We're going to start off talking about the housing crisis in California and the real estate market, and Michelle is going to address that. So look out to be shocked at what's going on if you don't already know. We're going to talk about down payment assistance with the Golden State Finance Authority, Carolyn Sansuri, who is the marketing director. She will be on the show, so you definitely want to tune in and hear from the horse's mouth. This program is real, folks. It's putting people into homes right now, with down payment assistance. And then we're going to talk about the California Housing Finance Authority and their programs. They have two programs to help you get into a home. And then I'm going to get into a strategy that a lot of people don't know is possible, and that is buying a four-unit apartment building, a four-unit home, right? You have to live in one, but be able to rent out the other three, and the income from those other three could almost eliminate. And in fact, in 99% of the cases, it completely eliminates the mortgage. So how to buy a four-unit building as a first-time home buyer. And then we're going to talk about strategies like partnering up, getting down payment assistance from family and friends. There's a number of things you can do to get into a home, especially if you just don't make enough money. And then we'll end with the documentation requirements for a loan and answer all your questions. And that will be the seminar, folks, jam-packed from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Go to buyhomeseminars.com, buyhomeseminars.com. Dr. Bishop K.R. Woods is going to lead us off with words of encouragement, inspiration, and prayer. Michelle Dupree is going to lay us out talking about how challenging it is, but yet the opportunities to buy still exist. And then I'm going to be bringing information about the market in general, and Carolyn Sansuri is going to be talking about down payment assistance. Folks, you do not want to miss this seminar. It's not too late to register, so go to buyhomeseminars.com. Michelle, any final words or comments before we go to a commercial break? I'm going to be talking about commitment for Monday Motivation today.
Well, only thing I can say is if you're not ready for a home, get ready to buy a home. That is the best and the most important purchase that one would ever, ever make in their life, to start generational wealth.
Amen. Get ready if you're not ready, because you can do it, folks. You really can. The power is now to buy. We're going to take a break here, and then when we come back, we're going to get into our topic for today, and that is on Motivation Monday. We're going to talk about commitment, and if you've had a struggle with keeping commitments, you might want to, you probably will relate to this, and I hope to provide some tools and some encouragement on the importance of commitments and keeping them. You're listening to The Power Is Now, Motivation Monday. We'll be right back.
Looking back, I certainly recall one of the greatest moments in my life, the day I set foot in a house that I purchased on my own. Man, what a morning I'll never forget. The American dream lives on. The Power Is Now Buyers Club is here to help you achieve it right now. We have access to lenders and nonprofits who are willing to give you the down payment for a home when others are not. That's right. The down payment assistance is not a loan. It's a gift. Find us at thepowerisnow.com and let's talk. Own your home today. Live the American dream. Thepowerisnow.com. The future is here. Who doesn't want to be a superstar? I know you would. I also know you're working hard to be the best real estate agent you can be. But is that enough? Are you a superstar? Well, you should be. Join The Power Is Now and make your path to superstardom as short as it can be. Find us at thepowerisnow.com. Get interviewed on The Power Is Now Radio today and multiply your media exposure now. Thepowerisnow.com, bringing out the superstar in you.
And we're back. For those of you just joining us, welcome to The Power Is Now, Motivation Monday. And today, folks, we're going to be talking about commitment. Our subject today is expect commitment to be a struggle. Expect commitment to be a struggle. Now, in addition to being the host of The Power Is Now, I'm also a vice president and mortgage advisor with First Bank. My license number is 461807. The views and opinions that I express on this show are my own and do not necessarily reflect that of First Bank. But if I can assist you in any way, please reach out to me at 714-475-8629. Expect commitment to be a struggle. And why are commitments such a struggle in the first place, folks? What is going on in our lives that makes keeping commitments so very hard? Today, I want to examine and just really look closely at commitment and try to get to the root cause of the issues we face with keeping our commitments. Disciplined leaders, and I tell you, they're rare to find. I wish I could say I was a disciplined leader, but I am not. I'm working on this. Those who promise only what they can do or do only what they promise, they build their entire reputation. They create incredible legacies around being known as people of honor, people of integrity, people who honor and keep their commitments. I heard today in the news that Colin Powell died, 84 years old. And man, what a legacy. What a legacy this guy leaves for his family. Integrity, oh my God, honor. He served our country. He worked in the executive offices of the United States as a commander. I forget he was Secretary of State. That's right. And so, and then what a great example he is for all Americans, particularly for African Americans. And I think that Colin Paul could say a thing or two about commitment. So what is the state of commitment for, you know, families and for employers and even for this country? What is the state of the commitment? What is the state of commitment? And I have to tell you, just anecdotally speaking, because there's no particular metrics out there that I can look to no barometer, if you will. I can only speak anecdotally about the state of commitment in our country, among our families, in our lives. And I would say the state of commitment is really bad. It is low. It is low. It is low. I mean, think about it. I mean, we have all experienced someone in our lives not keeping their commitment. Let's just start at the basic level, just our friends not keeping their commitments, our spouses not keeping their commitments, our children not keeping their commitments, our employers not keeping their commitments? Are politicians not keeping their commitments? Are attorneys and our tax professionals and our teachers, all the people we depend on, I don't know if anybody can escape the claim of not keeping their commitments. Or if not the claim, but the indictment, if you will, of not keeping their commitment. We're all guilty of it. We're all guilty of it. And it's unfortunate because not keeping our commitments can have a serious, very serious impact on our relationships with various people, from our loved ones to our friends and family to our employers to our neighbors to the world. I mean, the impact can impact us emotionally. It can impact us financially. It can impact our reputation. Just the impact seems to be unending. So why is that the case? Well, let us start with just kind of defining what a commitment is. And then to really see, once we fully understand what a commitment is, to ask ourselves the question, is it aligned with what we really want? Right? Because, again, we shouldn't make commitments we cannot keep, right? We should make promises we cannot keep. We shouldn't do that. And so a commitment is, in fact, the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause, an activity. It is making a promise and seeing it all the way through. It is not quitting, not giving up on something that we said we would do. That's a commitment. And so when we look at then and understand what a commitment is, then we have to ask ourselves, are our commitments aligned with what we really want, right? Is it really aligned with what we really want for ourselves? Is it aligned with what we want to do for others, what we see in others? Is it really aligned? And that's a question we need to ask ourselves, because I think that is perhaps the root cause of our inability to keep our commitments. Stop making commitments that are really not our commitments. Meaning, when I say not are really not our commitments, because when we make a commitment to do something for someone, we're making it our commitment. And so if we're going to make something our commitment, it ought to be something that we really want to do, something that we really need to do, something that is going to truly have an impact on someone else's life, something that we feel compelled to do, that failure simply is not an option. And if we can't say all those things, then this is why we quit. This is why we don't keep commitments. We're not vested in that commitment emotionally. We're not vested spiritually. We're not vested financially. We just made a commitment without giving it any real thought whatsoever. And I believe that is the root cause, folks. I believe that. Now, I may be wrong, and there could be others here listening to this may have a different opinion, and I encourage you to call in if you do. I would love to hear from you. Call in. And I would love to get your opinion on this very, very important subject. The telephone number to call in is 516-531-9328. That's 516-531-9328. Toll free is 877-317-7323. So let's look at some of the disciplines of commitment, you know, because if we understand the root cause of not keeping commitments. If we understand that, we're not keeping our commitments because we're not vested emotionally, spiritually, financially, or otherwise, and that's why we don't keep it, then there has to be some disciplines. There has to be some strategies, if you will, to keep our commitments if, in fact, those reasons are there, that we are vested emotionally, spiritually, financially, familially, you know, it's a family matter that we it's something we absolutely have to do. And so here's some disciplines or strategies that I believe that will help us And these are strategies that I'm trying to use in my own life so that I can keep all of my commitments. And so the first one is to write them down, define what they mean, and to assign, you know, timelines or deadlines for the commitment in order to follow it all the way through, all right? So write them down, define what they mean. So writing them down is so, so important, right? Because so often, haven't you ever said this? Oh, God, I forgot. I am so sorry. I forgot, right? So writing it down might help you remember. And then defining what it means. I mean, why? I wrote it down. Now, why am I writing this down? Why is this so important, right? Really being clear on what this commitment means. And then assigning a timeline or a deadline to it, right? That I got to get this done. Now, I have commitments like this for work. I get reports that I have to turn into work, right? And so I have put it in my calendar. I understand what the report needs to contain, and I understand why it's important, and I know when it is due, right? And yet, with all of that, I still am late turning in the report. Now, I mean, what does that mean? What is that saying? And so it goes way beyond then, just writing it down, being clear what it means, assigning a timeline or knowing the timeline and deadlines. It also means that I have to regularly remind myself and evaluate all of my commitments. And that would be number two, right? I've got to regularly remind myself, evaluate all of my commitments because I want to keep my commitments. I want to keep my commitments because of the impact that it can have on me and not keeping my commitments. Number three, I can also use some type of accountability system, if you will, to ensure that I'm going to keep my commitments. And so that could be, you know, having someone remind me. That could be setting a timer or alarm on my watch. It could be, but more important, in terms of accountability, I think that having someone that can, you know, remind you and just kind of hold you accountable because they know how important it is for you to achieve those commitments or those goals or whatever they might be. And, you know, there's a close parallel between a commitment and a goal, that a commitment becomes a goal, right? Another thing, and this would be number four, stop making excuses, right? So come on now. Stop making excuses. First of all, no one wants to hear it. Nobody wants to hear an excuse for you not keeping a commitment. Nobody, not your husband, not your wife, not your children, not your friends, not your neighbors, not your boss. Nobody, not even your doctor. You went to the doctor, he said to cut out this, cut out that, right? He gave you a prescription. You're not taking the prescription. Nobody wants to hear excuses about you not keeping your commitment, especially people who really are depending on you to keep that commitment. They don't want to hear it. And when they start to hear it, the first thing they do is their head drops or they start to look down or their eyes get wide and they look at you. And they're saying, they may not verbalize this, but they're looking at you and saying to themselves, why, what is wrong with you? Don't you know how important this is for me? Now, some of them may be so bold enough to even say that to you. But if they don't say it, they're definitely thinking it. Now, number five, I hope I'm losing track here, and that would be to have a plan, have a backup plan, right? Have a backup plan. You know, if you know you're going to be late and you can't, or you know that you may be late, you're tied up in a meeting, you got to go pick up somebody, you could say, hey, you know what? I'm in a meeting. You may have a friend or someone else that says, listen, I may have to call you because I'm in a meeting and I'm just not sure of the timelines. I didn't realize something came up. And, you know, things do come up. Things do come up. But when you know, though, you're at risk of not meeting that commitment, doesn't it seem just reasonable to set up a backup plan? It's just reasonable, right? And so you think about that for a moment. If you don't set up a backup plan, then what does that say, you know, about the commitment and its the value that you have about that commitment, the importance that you have made in that as it relates to that commitment. It's not very important. You don't see it as very valuable. It's not simply worthy of your attention. And that's what all that says. When you know you're not going to be able to meet that commitment, you know there's a possibility that you may not be able to meet that commitment, and yet you fail to establish some type of backup plan. Number six, use time management, some type of time management tool to remind you of this. And a great thing would be first the calendar, right? That's the first thing, right? And then I mentioned alarms. You can set alarms on your Apple Watch, right? And then in addition to setting up these time management tools to remind you, but also add to that time management tool, updates, status updates, you know, that you can then share with other people, particularly the stakeholders involved in that commitment in which you're involved in, you know, giving them progress reports or updates as to where you are in the commitment, right? The commitment is due next month, but you being conscientious and really seeing this as very, very important, something of high value to you, you voluntarily keep them abreast and update them on a frequent basis, and you actually schedule that in your calendar to keep them updated so you do not miss your commitments. Number seven, team up with a friend or partner who is aware of your commitments. They know how important it is to you. There's someone you consider a confidant, someone you consider maybe a mentor, someone you consider to be a coach, someone that you have a great confidence in and trust, that you share your goals and your objectives and the things you're trying to accomplish. And it's a good idea to let people like that in your life and to share these very important things and to ask them for their help, to help you be more accountable and be more, to take these commitments more seriously than you have and to hold you accountable. You know, that's what friends are for and partners are for. Number eight, let your actions do the talking, right? So many people talk about it. They talk about their commitments, right? Oh, I'm going to get to it. Okay, I know what to do. And they keep going over it and over and over it. And really the truth is they just need to stop talking and just start taking action, right? Wanting to get deeper, more clarification. Just start the project, you know, just get started and start taking action. And you'd be surprised as you actually start working on these commitments that you have, that many of the questions or concerns you have might answer themselves as you start the work. Number eight, I believe, set realistic expectations in all the commitments you make. Set realistic expectations. And again, when you have not set realistic expectations in all of your commitments, it is primarily because you have not, you did not take the commitment seriously. You didn't give it much thought. You couldn't say no. You just flippantly said, yes, I'll do it without, you know, looking really at everything, right? And now you are stuck. Now you're in a mess. And when you are, if you're struggling to keep the commitment, be honest with yourself and be honest with the people that you've made the commitment to and let them know about it and tell them that you need to make some adjustments, that you cannot do it. You cannot do it. There's nothing wrong with saying you can't do something and you do it up front and you do it before it's due. I mean, it's something terribly wrong when you let the deadline pass or when you fail to hit to achieve or to fulfill the commitment, and then you come up with all the excuses as to why you couldn't, and they could be legitimate, totally legitimate excuses. But let me tell you, it's just too late. You should have talked about that. You should have mentioned these challenges. You should have been honest up front. But instead you couldn't be honest. You couldn't walk in integrity. Instead, you just kind of just kind of ignored it and just kind of hoped, you put your head in the sand, just kind of hoping it would go away, and it didn't. And now all of a sudden you have egg on your face, you're looking terribly bad, and you're coming with all kinds of crazy explanations and excuses, as valid as they might be, when it could have all been avoided by you just being honest and saying to the person, listen, I'm sorry. I made this commitment to do this for you, but I didn't realize that I am so overcommitted in all the things that I've got going on. I should not have made that commitment. I'm going to have to bow out. Please forgive me. And you do this well before the commitment is due. Lastly, number 9, or this may be number 10. I didn't number these, so I may be off. But anyway, know that it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to change your commitments, right? I mean, you're the one anyway, right? They're depending on you. You're the one agreeing to do something, right? And if you agree to do something, you can agree not to do something too, right? Now, of course, you know, don't expect to get away clean, right? Don't expect that at all. Expect it. All right, you make a commitment to someone and you go back on that commitment, you should fully expect for them to be upset. And you need to be okay with that. Don't be getting upset because they're upset now. No, you should not have made the commitment. You should have given it more thought before you made the commitment. But it is okay. It is completely okay to change your mind, to change the commitment. It is okay. Just try to do it as quickly as you possibly can so the other person has the time to get someone else, if need be, to do the job or perform the task or whatever it should be. So those are some of the strategies and disciplines around commitment. And you know, we talk about expectations. So when you change your commitments, right, when you change your commitments to people, when you say that you can't do it or you modify what you can do, the expectation should be that they're going to be upset with you, and they should be. They have every right to be because you shouldn't have made the commitment in the first place. Your mistake for not taking it more seriously, giving it more thought, right? And then, but that leads us to the bigger question of expectations. What should your expectation be around commitments in the first place? Because keeping your commitments can be difficult. And in fact, not only can they be difficult, they can also be very, very expensive. But then bailing out on your commitments can be even more costly for you in the long run. And think about this. I mean, you may lose a relationship completely because of not keeping your commitment. You may lose not only maybe a contract in which you were doing business with someone, but you may not be able to do business with anyone in that genre anymore because they're telling everybody about what you did. And so they're ruining your reputation. And so your ability to honor your word impacts your credibility, your trust, your trustworthiness, and most importantly, your peace of mind. You won't even be able to sleep at night because you realize what you have done, the havoc you have caused, the problems, the conflict, the issues, the money you may have cost people because of your failure to keep your commitments. So what should your expectation be? Let me tell you what they should be, and there are three things. Number one, it should be a struggle. No, it's going to be a struggle, right? Anything that is anything of value, anything that is seriously important is going to require time. It's going to require sacrifice. It's going to require emotional energy, physical energy. I can't think of anything that is great, anything that is significant, anything that is of real value that you make a commitment to that is not going to require all those things. And all those things represent one thing, struggle, man. It is a struggle. Keeping commitments is a struggle. That's not placated. That's not, you know, glossed over. It is hard. It is difficult. It is a struggle. You get up in the morning sometimes. You don't want to do it. It's kind of like exercising. It's like keeping a diet, right? You don't want to do it. There's temptations. There are problems that come up. There are circumstances. Things come out of the blue. It is a fight. It is a struggle. And we need to embrace that. We need to embrace that. And if we can just embrace that, right, if we can embrace that, right, then that's the first step of being able to achieve and to keep our commitments, to embrace the struggle, right? It's kind of like alcoholics. The first thing they have to do is to admit that they have a problem. They can't even forget about trying to be sober for a lifetime. Heck, forget about trying to be sober for a day. If you cannot admit that it's going to be that you have a problem and that it is going to be a fight every single day of your life. And let me tell you something, folks. Keeping commitments is like drug addiction. It is like alcoholism. It is like keeping a diet. It's like an exercise program. A commitment is going to be a struggle every single day of your life. And so understanding that and embracing that, your expectation should be then, number one, that it is a daily struggle and that you must get your mind right daily. You got to get your mind right, all right? Because if the mind is right, the body will follow, right? We got to get our mind right. We got to get our mind right. And first, we got to recognize that you are not your mind. Your mind is crazy. Your mind will have you thinking crazy thoughts, saying crazy things. You are not your mind. You got to go way beyond the mind. You got to tap into that infinite intelligence that exists in the unmanifested part of who you are, that spirit person, that inner man, not that mind, because that mind is crazy. That mind will have you thinking crazy, acting crazy, behaving crazy. You are not your mind. So get your mind right, right? Get your mind right and your body will follow. You got to understand that, right? You got to get clear. You got to keep telling, you know, do whatever it takes. If it's mantras that you say in the morning, if it's exercise in the morning, if it's just clearing your mind in the morning, drinking lots of water in the morning, jumping up and down, slapping your face, jumping in an ice cold bucket of water, whatever it takes to shock your mind out of that negative thinking that you don't want to do this, that you can't do this, that, you know, why did you make this commitment in the first place? Your mind is a problem. And know that, don't make your mind a problem because you're not your mind. Number two, get your life right daily to support your commitments. And meaning by that, getting your life right, you've got to literally get your life right. The people in your life, right? Actually, that's number three. Let me get to that later. So getting your life right, meaning like going to bed early, right? Getting up early, right? Exercising, eating breakfast, right? Feeding your body and your mind, right? And then reading positive stuff, right? Motivational stuff that you can read or listen to, right? And then meditating, right? And thinking about scheduling things the night before, not the same day of. Right? Writing things down, planning your day, right? And then, you know, starting your day right, right? And having that positive vibe going on around you, playing music, whatever it takes. You know, you want to make your life environment, your environment is really what I'm speaking to, your life and environment conducive to being able to keep your commitments. And then number three, getting your people right. Getting your people right to help you keep your commitments. And that means your wife. That means your wife or your girlfriend or your partner, right? Sometimes the people in our life, especially people close to us, can be a hindrance. They can actually be the cause for you not keeping your commitments. Why? Because one, they don't even know about your commitments, and so you're not communicating what your commitments are. Number two, that you have not allowed them to be vested in your commitments because you're not vested in their commitments. And so it's not a real partnership as to what's going on in that family unit, right? And so then you're not in a good place with your partner. You're not communicating with your partner. You're fighting. You're arguing all the time. You're not together on all kinds of issues. And then, you know, trying to then, you know, work on your own commitments and things, whether it be in work or business, what have you, you can't even get to that stuff because you're so conflicted and tied up and messed up because your home life with your children, with your girlfriend, with your boyfriend, with your spouse, with your partner, all these things are in chaos. So you got to get your people right before you can truly begin to keep your commitments. Every single day, folks, we are confronted with commitments that should inspire us to keep our own commitments. We are. And you know, you don't have to look very far. You don't have to look very far. I mean, you can just, I mean, look at the very fact, here, things we just take for granted, right? And you may say, well, it's their job, but you know what? It takes commitment to do a job, to show up for work every day, to do the things you're supposed to do. And because if you don't do it, it has an impact from other people. And so we are surrounded, every single day and confronted with commitments that people are making that should inspire us. It's from the, you know, one week, the trash man didn't pick up my trash. And then, in fact, I think it went almost 2 weeks. And man, it was piling up. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, what is going on? Right? Call the city and there's something going on. Finally, the trash got picked up. And you know what? I was so appreciative of the trash getting picked up. And I thought, you know, these guys are absolutely committed. What if we didn't have the garbage workers coming every single week and picking up our trash? Right? I mean, my gardeners. And they are here every single Thursday, cutting my grass, keeping the yard going, fixing my sprinklers. And if these guys weren't committed, I would have to get out there and do this stuff myself, and I don't have the time to do it. I think about my wife just every single day, and she works full-time just like me, but she has dinner on the table every single day, and my wife is an incredible cook. Incredible cook. I mean, this is not, you know, stuff she pulled out of a bag. No. Incredible stuff. She cooks us gourmet meals every single day. I think about the policemen who get up every single day, put their lives on the line, the firemen who put their lives on the line, going to the hills and to mountains, many of them not surviving that, and fighting fires, police stopping criminals, doctors going in and treating patients with serious diseases and illnesses that put their own lives at risk. I mean, you don't have to look very, very far to see all the people in your life and around your life, and not even in your life, but impacting your lives, making serious commitments, that without that level of commitment they're making, it would have a devastating impact on our lives as we know it. If you're making commitments and you're not keeping them, you probably should not have made them in the first place. Something to think about. I want to end our Motivation Monday today with a poem that I wrote. And I have this book. I have a book of poetry. I have three books of poetry. One called The Barbershop, the other called Ice Cream, and the other called The Angel's View of Calvary. And if you can go to Eric Frazier, ericfrazier.com, and you can find all of my books, ericfrazier.com, all right? And this poem is in The Barbershop. It's a book called The Barbershop, and it's on page 82. And I want to encourage you to go get my poetry. It was my hope, and it is still my hope and prayer, that my poetry will have a positive impact on your life and inspire you. And so this poem is entitled Quit. And because that's what happens when you don't keep your commitments, you quit. And no one should ever quit. Here it is. Quit. Quit and you die. Not a physical death, but an aspirational death, an emotional and spiritual death. Quit becomes who you are. Quit becomes your song and mantra. Quit becomes your mindset and belief system. Quit becomes your goal for every project you never achieve. Quit becomes your every destination you never arrive. Quit becomes every commitment you always break. Quit becomes every promise you fail to keep. Quit becomes every marriage that ends in divorce because you quit. You quit. You quit in your mind. You quit in your heart. You quit in your dreams. You quit in your hopes. You quit in your voice. You quit in your posture. You quit in your face. You quit in your appearance. You quit in your hygiene. You quit is written all over you. You smell like quit. You talk like quit. You act like quit. Because you quit is who you are. Quit is profane. It is a four-letter word straight from the bowels of hell, pregnant with death, and ready to give birth to failure and depression and guilt and anger and every foul thing that only death can reek of. Don't quit if that is who. Don't quit if that is not who you are. Your purpose is not to quit and to explain why, but to proclaim how you overcame. Your purpose is not to quit, but to push on, because quit is not who you are. There is no quit when there are no excuses. There is no quit when there is no plan B. There is no quit when there is commitment. There is no quit when there is honor. There is no quit when there is humility. There is no quit when there is a willingness to adapt. There is no quit when there is a willingness to adjust. There is no quit when there is a duty to succeed. There is no quit when there are obligations to keep. There is no quit when failure is not an option. There is no quit when you're too busy in the relentless pursuit. There is no quit when you are too dedicated to think about the alternative. There is no quit when there is a singleness of mind. There is no quit when there is a solid plan and near flawless execution. There is no quit because that is not who you are. Who are you? Powerful, beautiful, intelligent, capable of anything you put your mind to accomplish. Created in the image of God, wonderfully made and divinely equipped, you are man and woman with gifts and talents and abilities that only God could have endowed. God does not do quit. He never has. He just does. He creates and sustains and never fails because he never quits being God. Be the man or woman you were created to be and be the image of God and don't quit. That's my message today on Motivation Monday. I certainly hope that I've said something to encourage you. Thank you for watching. For those of you who are watching on Facebook, please share the link with others. Thank you for listening. For those of you who are listening on Blog Talk Radio, I appreciate it. Tune in next week as we try to bring some more motivation to help you in your daily struggle to keep your commitment. The Power Is Now Online Radio.
The Power Is Now Media is worldwide with growing audience of future home buyers, investors, builders, developers, real estate agents, and brokers. The Power Is Now Media is well positioned to increase awareness and produce results for our growing roster of advertising partners. An advertisement on any of our platforms is the right step toward reaching and communicating key brand messages to a targeted network of individuals, families, and communities interested in housing. Our content areas include feature stories and profiles on successful real estate agents, business owners, government, and community leaders. The Power Is Now magazines are the leading resource for real estate agents, mortgage bankers, entrepreneurs, and small home ownership businesses, providing leaders with business strategy information, resources, and tools through PIN, Real Estate, and Programming Guide magazines. Stay up to the minute with real estate and mortgage news and information from industry experts. VIP agents are able to feature listings each week. The Power Is Now TV radio podcast features weekly shows that include Home Buyers Town Hall, Real Estate Roundtable, VIP Agent Spotlight, and so much more. Each week, VIP agents have opportunities to be featured guests on the shows. VIP agents can discuss and showcase houses, neighborhoods, and provide brief introductions. The interviews are unlimited 10 to 15 minutes on each current listing. This product alone separates you from your competition. The Power Is Now delivers to you market update interview to promote listing weekly, promotional biographical video, co-host a bi-monthly home buyers town hall show, featured subject matter expert on real estate roundtable show, The Power Is Now program guide e-magazine, The Power Is Now national e-magazine, article writing and blogging, social media content customization, inclusion and press releases, graphic design services, business and performance coaching, technology support, referrals, lead generation opportunities, and management support.